I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So there's this group of women who are not shaving anymore.
What?
And I'm wondering if Amber's going to jump on board.
Uh-oh.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But you get behind women's... You're one of those people who... I don't want to say the wrong thing, but you're like you want women to be empowered.
Yes,
right?
I'm a feminist.
That.
Oh,
I didn't want to go all the way in because some women don't want to be called that.
See, I think being a feminist is just being for women. I don't think you have to like do certain things to be a feminist.
Okay.
I'm for women.
There's different than you're a feminist.
Oh, look at us go.
I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, can you be a man feminist?
Warren Buffett is a huge feminist.
Oh, he is?
Warren Buffett, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love what Warren Buffett said when it comes to women. He goes, why the heck would I depreciate my genius pool to 50% on just hiring guys? That's stupid. You want
Smart.
Your genius pool at 100%.
So he's big into hiring.
All the companies he owns, you look at those staff pictures, 75% women.
Really?
Yes.
Good for him. How do you feel about women not shaving, though?
I don't like that part.
Can I ask, does anybody even know why women shave?
No. It's so bizarre.
Isn't it arbitrary as hell that we just decided one gender should shave and the other shouldn't?
And the other shouldn't. Why?
Okay, back in World War II.
Here we go. Steve, of course, would know.
Okay, here comes the knowledge.
Well,
give it to me.
Women used to wear hosiery. They would never shave. They would wear hosiery to cover the hair on their legs.
Wait, wouldn't the hair poke through?
You would think, or be like scratchy, but that's how they used to do it. And then World War II came along, and all like hosiery.
The nylon was being used for other stuff.
So then women whipped out the razors and started shaving their legs. And all the women, this is women now, were all on board with it.
They just decided it was more feminine?
I guess, or I don't know.
Hygienic?
Yeah.
This 19-year-old dancer has stopped shaving. She's getting shamed on social media. I mean, she has, like... a lot of hair.
Like that husky, like horn.
She looks like me. She has the exact same amount of leg hair as I have.
Oh, wow.
Like when I saw her legs, it looked like my legs.
She's a dancer.
It just says dancer. I assume she's 19. I'm assuming she's a dancer. Like I love how our mind.
Ballerina.
We're talking about how we're feminists. We're like, where's she dancing at? I will check it out. I got a little fetish for that.
Because
maybe we're not as feminist as we thought.
Yeah.
But
she's getting shamed by other.
She's getting shamed. She stopped. She said she's been shaving her arms and legs since she was 10. She's 19 now. And she's like, I'm done. She's like a few years ago, they moved to Hawaii and she's like, I'm done. I'm not doing it anymore.
So she doesn't want to hook up with any people. I don't know.
I mean, I think there are plenty of guys out there that would embrace it and be fine with it.
Okay.
And I know a couple of women who don't shave.
Really?
I do, yeah.
Everything?
Uh-huh.
And
do
they
go to... I'm not trying to be insensitive, I swear. But, like, I've seen a woman who doesn't shave her armpits. And when, like, you're at the pool and you see it... It's like
it's
you can't
shocking.
Help but yes
because it's just out of the norm.
Right.
So you are kind of taken aback at first like, "Oh, wow."
But then you can't stop looking.
Hairy armpits. I didn't
It's You know what I'm saying? You just catch yourself like constantly.
It is out of the norm.
So
but I think the thing about all of this is it's our bodies. We can do whatever we want. So people shame for everything these days. Like if you have a tattoo or not, or whatever, or this or that. So it's like, She doesn't want to shave, whatever. I mean, we've got women spending thousands of dollars on laser hair removal, truth. And it's just like, geez.
Okay, that's her choice, and she can do that as much as she wants. But there are, like, downsides to that, and she has to accept those as well.
For sure.
Okay, so is it okay for a man to say, I don't find that attractive?
Yeah, I think that's okay.
But she's mad that people, I think they're saying it a little harsher than that. They're going, gross, you're
right.
Disgusting.
That's not okay.
So, but if I just said that's unattractive to me, I mean, what can we say to each other now that, like,
I just think that you don't date that person then and keep your opinion about her body to yourself.
Okay. But isn't that the world we live in? If she's putting her pictures up there, looking for a reaction.
Yes.
How do, like, but is you're only allowed to be give a positive reaction? Like, if you put a photo up, Amber, you know as well as we do,
you're right,
you're going to get trolls out the wazoo.
For sure.
If she doesn't get the reaction she wants, then she's going to crap
she's
all
angry.
Over those
right.
people.
And now
yeah.
she wants all women to join her in the hairiness. And I'm just like, I don't know which. I know I don't like it, and I know it's unfair that you have to probably spend an extra 10 minutes in the shower. Do you shave every time?
I shave probably in the winter, not as much as in the summer.
None of you ladies do.
And then in the summer, like, yeah, every time. But in the winter, it gets a little hairy on the legs.
Do you feel like you're completely clean after you shave? You feel cleaner than if you had.
You know, I do feel cleaner after I shave. And also, it gets itchy. Like, if I'm wearing workout pants, my little leg hairs are poking through. It's
I don't
itchy.
But you're saying that women did it to themselves. So this is not something that
this
they can
not,
blame on us
exactly.
and say that men forced us to shave.
Men did not. Women
but
chose
men
to.
But men keep saying that they are unattracted to hairy legs.
Okay, so there's your, now there's your.
It's not our fault. You did this in World War II.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.